This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in time for KER Politics. Going to open up the show with a great example, in my opinion, and Jimmy's opinion. We've been rehearsing this thing for about a half an hour. The Kyle Rittenhouse situation exactly describes what's going on in America today that is going to be, in my opinion, underlying opinion, the downfall of America if it doesn't change. Now, a gentleman by the name of Jacob Blake was involved in proven molestation, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy, proven molestation, and he pulled a knife on some police officers who then shot and killed him. The protest was involving the fact that the police officers, in defending themselves against a deadly weapon held by Jacob Blake, the protest involved the policeman said, enough of this, we're just going to get rid of this guy, and they did. Now, the protest that involved Kyle Rittenhouse included two other people, Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber. Both Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber were killed. We're going to talk a little bit about these two individuals. Another individual by the name of Gage Grosskreutz was also shot by Rittenhouse, but he did not perish when he was shot. Now, the fact of the matter is there is no way, as Jimmy is going to describe this story, that Kyle Rittenhouse is guilty of anything involving murder. He was protecting himself along with other people. Jimmy, tell a story, would you?
Well, I do want to clarify that Jacob Blake was—he was actually being arrested or being—the police were after him after a call of domestic abuse.
Correct.
And he had threatened a woman. Yeah. So not molestation directly, but domestic abuse. And he fought with the law enforcement officers. He went to the front of his car after trying to escape the officers who had him on the other side of his vehicle, and then grabbed a knife. There were no charges against the police in the long term, but in the short term, right after that, that was his, with the George Floyd protests, the Black Lives Matter, things erupted in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and of course, there was a narrative that the media portrayed of this, you know, unfair attacks on the black community. And what happened, the violence lasted for 3 days in Kenosha, very violent, until President Trump actually and the Wisconsin governor put in the National Guard. On one of the nights in those protests, Kyle Rittenhouse, I believe it was the second night, Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old, had came down from his home into Wisconsin and was volunteering to protect property and help people and help clean up the city. So he started off, he was cleaning graffiti off during the day. He had bought a medical kit. He had some training, EMT training with a local fire department in his hometown. And he had a weapon that a friend of his had bought for him. An AR-15 style weapon.
For a second. It's critical that we talk about the weapon. This was not a hidden weapon that needed some type of carry permit. This was not a concealed weapon. This was a rifle, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It was a rifle, and law enforcement had passed by Kyle Rittenhouse and some of his friends that were actually helping and thanked them for standing up to try to help protect people from some of the violence. Well, it got ugly when a group attempted to intimidate and threaten them. He actually calmed them down, according to court records and testimony by witnesses. He calmed down the group. They left, but a few of these members of the violent protesters came back and basically went after him. One guy shot at him, and I believe that was a Rosenbaum initially, and then and as he shot back, as he was running back to the law enforcement to say that he shot someone, he was yelling and screaming. Some of the other group were chasing him down. One guy hit him with a skateboard, knocked him down, and another guy tried to grab his rifle. He shot the guy with a skateboard, and then he actually, Paul Grosskreutz, he reached up for the rifle and it shot, and he shot him in the arm. Now, what we found out in the trial that many people did not realize, because the media had presented this in a completely fabricated way, that this was anti-black, this community. Many people on the progressive left and that watched MSNBC, NBC, and other progressive media outlets did not realize that the victims, or that the people that were shot, the actually aggressors and the attackers, were actually white men. People, some of these progressive journalists just woke up to the fact that all three of the people that were involved in this incident were with Kyle Rittenhouse were actually white. The other thing that people didn't realize, even though there was video evidence from long ago that was actually broadcast on the news, that he was tripped and attacked and he was running for law enforcement, that he did not intend to kill anybody, he was defending himself. But the media had propagated this complete fabrication of him with an assault rifle attempting to take control of the neighborhood. And what you find out is actually the people that are involved in this incident that were shot while attacking him. And we'll, of course, see the outcome of this trial here very soon. Rosenbaum was a convicted pedophile. The guy that was involved in this was a convicted pedophile and had a very long rap sheet. As well as John Huber had multiple offenses for a repeat offense, domestic abuse, drug paraphernalia, use of a dangerous weapon, domestic abuse, and convictions. Multiple domestic abuse charges. So, and then this Paul Grosskreutz had an expired weapons permit because he had a conviction of a misdemeanor, drunk, intoxicated while having a weapon. All of them were involved in this protest and were actively attacking both innocent individuals, but chase this guy down to try to prove some sort of a point. And I know there's a lot of embarrassment in people's faces right now in the media, and they're trying to spin it in another way, which is really undermining credibility of the media, but also using mob influence to influence justice system in America.
Well, I got to tell you, I watched part of the trial. I watched actually more than just part of the trial. I watched a very large portion of the trial, and I have to say that it would appear to me that the prosecutor doesn't even want to be involved in this thing. Having said that, I have to say that Rittenhouse, in my opinion, did nothing wrong. I'm getting sick and tired of convicted criminals. I'm not going to use the word felon. I'm not going to use anything strong like that. I'm just going to say convicted criminals, white and black, are the guys who are behind this terrible violence. And this terrible violence, Jimmy, simply has to stop. If it does not stop, I would have to say that America is pretty well down the tube, and that's only my opinion. That is not necessarily a fact. Isn't it interesting how I have to really couch these words? Because if I don't, if I state that I'm only talking about giving an opinion, which should be obvious, our program probably would get shut down, as so many other programs are being shut down. I simply don't understand why and how strong the movement has gotten to be against people like Kyle Rittenhouse, who really have no intention whatsoever of ever killing anybody. We're going to be right back and continue this discussion here very shortly. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to continue our discussion of the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, which is turning out to be not a three-ring circus, but a greatest show on earth, 87-ring circus. I was looking at what was going on while Jimmy and I took a break here, and I have to tell you, even Judge Judy is now opining on it. never seen Judge Judy prior to today, and she was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and she said, you know, there's no way this kid is going to get, convicted of anything. He didn't do anything wrong. And I have to agree with that. It's what I saw today was the particular judge presiding on this case is now very opposed to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor is complaining about that, and the judge is having no part of it. What are they wasting their time for on this is what I'm wondering. I mean, it's costing the taxpayers money.
Well, beyond taxpayers, you know, costing them a tremendous amount of money, it's really undermining our justice system. You know, using a false prosecution in order to justify your inaction as a prosecutor that, you know, should have been protecting the citizens and not allowing the riots to go forward. Everybody in the Kenosha local government and, of course, in the justice system there, they allowed the riots to go on about Jacob Blake, and then they were incapable of stopping the violence, which is why volunteers came out to try to help.
Right.
Wasn't until the National Guard was called in after on the third day that actually stopped the violence. So basically what it's doing is trying to cover bad policy from them and continue down this progressive narrative that to undermine individual rights with Second Amendment,
right,
to own guns. And that's what the objective is here. And the prosecutor, as well as many, many pundits, have been all on board. The media, the progressive media, the corporate media have been very much on board with this entire effort to smear Kyle Rittenhouse and make the claim that white supremacy and, you know, vigilantism was the cause of all this issue, which is absolutely turning out to be false based on all testimony.
Well, what's really kind of funny is the guy who really kind of instigated the, you know, skinhead moniker, et cetera, was the president of the United States. That's been brought out very, very effectively. He saw something that he apparently rubbed in the wrong way or something. Apparently it was very brief. And he said, you know, he called Rittenhouse a skinhead. Well, how can the President of the United States do that? I'll tell you, this has been a really, really bad week for the Democrats.
Well, it just, again, you know, as a nation, we can't allow this manipulation of information that the media, corporate media, is continually pushing on Americans. And as I, you know, as I have talked about, there are so many people that did not know the facts of this case that made tremendous amount of comments and, you know, way too many mainstream media outlet anchors and news quote, news people, made accusations without ever looking at the facts, not even looking at the original videos of what happened. And they tried to paint this in a certain way. And that's just manipulating the population. It's gaslighting the population. It's actually undermining any confidence, not only in the media, but in our justice system. And, of course, it's, you know, at the detriment of individuals. We've seen this happen over and over again. Russia collusion has turned out to be false. The Covington kids, you know, in D.C., that entire debacle turns out to be false. The Ukraine investigation, the impeachment over Ukraine, oh, it turns out that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were the ones that were actually doing that. Each of these cases are actually turning around and slapping mainstream media hosts in the face, and they are doubling, tripling, quadrupling down and continuing to argue. And the Kyle Rittenhouse and this you know, self-defense trial is no different, and they keep pushing it, and it seems to me that they're even going to go farther and farther down the road, especially watching some of the comments from Don Lemon and CNN pundits and MSNBC pundits in the last, you know, 24 hours on what's happening in the trial. They're trying to cover their own lies, and they're building lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. They're manipulating the population, they're socially engineering the population, and it's really, really damaging.
Well, it's more than just a little damaging. It's making the United States look absolutely ridiculous. I got to tell you, if I was to predict where the pendulum is going to go next, I would say the pendulum right now is diametrically opposed to public opinion about mainland China, public opinion about Russia, and the public opinion is going to shift, in my opinion, dramatically as much as it can over to anti-United States. Everybody that's anti-U.S. right now is proving to be absolutely accurate, and the only way that that can change is in the next major election, and that's when a new president will be elected, as you know, etc., and next major election. That is a critical election, in my opinion. And I don't know if Donald Trump is going to be the guy. You seem to think 100% that he will. I don't know. I think that something else might make a little more sense to get us back in power, us being Republicans and conservatives, but I'm going to leave it up to you. You're the expert.
Well, I think we've got this 2022 legislative races, which will make a big difference on the direction of the country. I think Trump has the advantage because, one, he's got the experience with 4 years in there. Two, the entire cascade of lies is beginning to collapse. And a lot of the bad feelings people had were based on these lies. So they're looking and they're questioning double, thinking, what the heck? Joe Biden is not being the guy that everyone thought he was supposed to be.
And
our NATO allies, our friends, we are letting them down. Afghanistan, all kinds of relationships. There's so many different issues out there. Border control. That Europe is laughing at us right now. Western society is laughing at us. But the Russians and the Chinese are laughing even harder because we're falling right into their goals, mostly the Chinese. The Russians, I think, are actually starting to step out and say, this is just not right. They're actually standing up for free speech. Putin made a comment last week about that. We've got complete lockdown with YouTube on Facebook on the Kyle Rittenhouse issues. There's so many things. The control freaks are out there. They want to keep power. They are willing to push any narrative in order for them to keep and take power. And unfortunately, they're using law enforcement, we'll just talk about in the next few segments, to do it.
Yeah.
The latest thing is Steve Bannon indicted for contempt of Congress when Hillary Clinton completely avoided it, never got charged. Numerous occasions where Democrats didn't, but once again, selective justice.
Jimmy, we've got to let the news guys into the room. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick commercial and top of the hour news break. Jim and I will be back shortly.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Medicare premiums are going up. The federal government releasing a statement last night announcing that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, meaning monthly costs will rise from about $148 a month to about $170 for those in the lowest income brackets. Longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon is being indicted for criminal contempt of Congress, and he's now expected to surrender to authorities on Monday. And a busy day for the president on Monday, as he'll sign the infrastructure bill at a big ceremony at the White House in the afternoon. And then in the evening, he has a virtual meeting scheduled with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. The U.S. men's soccer team celebrating a defeat of Mexico 2-0 in a World Cup qualifying game in Cincinnati. And this is USA Radio News. More now on the infrastructure bill that the president will be signing with great pomp and circumstance on Monday at the White House. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says at that event he will also announce who he's chosen to be the infrastructure coordinator, someone that she says will oversee the implementation of the $1.2 trillion measure and make sure the funds are spent properly and that there is accountability.
And expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
It will be a busy Monday for President Biden, as after that event in the afternoon, he is expected to be having a phone meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It will be the first formal bilateral meeting between the two leaders. White House Press Secretary Psaki saying that Xi and Biden will, in her words, discuss ways to responsibly manage their competition. Britney Spears is thanking her fans as she celebrates the end of her conservatorship, and this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time to continue the KE Report, KER Politics specifically. We are going to discuss some of the topics that we discussed this past week. We're doing this for the benefit of our radio audience. Want to start out talking about some of the economic issues that we talked about. You know, we have a huge, huge inflation going on right now. Grocery prices are up about 30%, and the energy prices are up significantly. I'm paying roughly $1.50 a gallon more than I was paying for gasoline, let's say, about a month ago, somewhere in that area. Jimmy, you've got some ideas that you think is causing this. Let's talk first about inflation. Let's talk about energy prices, and let's talk about food prices. Food prices, I don't think there's anything necessarily nefarious about that. But the energy prices, I like what you have to say.
Well, I look comprehensively at inflation and what's happening right now. So, clearly the biggest reason why we have inflation is because the federal government has pumped about $6 trillion into the economy over the COVID crisis. So we're flooding the economy with dollars, which reducing value. And, of course, that's the simple version, but let's talk at some of the impacts here, with food prices, with what we're seeing with the transportation and distribution problems around the country with supply chain breakdowns. A lot of these restrictions are related to regulation and policies that are put in place by this current administration that are slowing things down and having very significant impact on supply chain. If there's less items, then of course manufacturers and producers and retailers can increase their prices because demand's up. So we're going to see higher demand. We see fewer things on the shelves, prices are going up. You also have a very significant labor problem. Part of it is because people are afraid to go back to work for COVID because half the population thinks that COVID's the end of the world and they're scared to death of it. The other half of the population says this is ridiculous, but they're being fired from their jobs because they don't want to get vaccinations from an untested, unproven technology that's basically potentially harmful to them, and they don't feel at risk because as we get more information, we realize the COVID crisis is really not as much of a crisis as what everybody feared. So those factors are all there. But let me tell you what you brought up, which I think is really important for people to consider. There are senior members of the Biden regime right now publicly stating over the last week that this is not a problem, that one, it's transitory, that inflation is transitory, and specifically with energy, hey, maybe this is a good thing. And I'm just summarizing here, but a number of senior members of the administration are saying maybe this isn't a bad thing that energy prices are so high because that'll push us away from fossil fuels. And the ultimate goal of affecting climate change. So it seems to me that there's a specific agenda within this administration, this regime, that is attempting to social engineer economic impact on people in order to achieve their political ends of climate change, and I think they're getting support around the world with it. And the problem is, it's hurting the most vulnerable in our society, the people that need, you know, work at $15 an hour jobs or have to drive to work or take their kids to school. And of course, it's impacting everything, and it's really potentially undermining all trust and faith in the American dollar. But again, that pushes people towards a more stable, what they believe to be a stable currency, some sort of cryptocurrency, a globalized currency. I'm afraid that's what the ultimate objectives are right now.
Well, that's an interesting point. There's no question about it. Rising fuel prices will push people away from fossil fuels. But the fact of the matter is that change, that transition would take more than just about 6 months. You'd have to get people you'd have to get people necessarily to make the transition to electric cars, et cetera, et cetera. If that's what they want, you know, I don't agree with it personally. Well, I it doesn't matter to me because I can afford it. It wouldn't bother me that much if gas prices got that high that we'd be forced to go to electric cars. But in terms of bothering society as a whole, it would be an absolute killer. What would that accomplish for the administration if that happened, Jimmy?
Well, actually, it'll cause the destruction of our economy. And let's look about how do we transition to electric cars? What produces the electricity? It doesn't come from thin air. There's no way we can support it through
solar.
There's no way we can sort it through wind energy. There's no way. It's not even possible to do it. So what are you doing? You're depending on other energy sources? Where are they? What are they? Right now, it would be impossible to move off this. So what are they going to achieve with this? They're going to achieve basically damaging the economy in order for some political end to appease a very powerful but influential group of people that are dedicated to the idea that the world is going to collapse in a few years because of our climate. But the reality is, I think that has nothing to do with it. I think it's a tool to take down borders, to look at the world in a global system to where big financial corporations and big finance people actually can move money through cryptocurrencies, they can move money and labor across borders without controls, that they take away basically the way that our society is built right now to achieve their political ends and their power and financial ends. I think they're doing nothing, and this administration in the long term is actually undermining themselves, trust and faith in society, and there's absolutely no way that we can meet these goals. We can't do it. It's not going to happen.
Jim, you were
reality.
Yeah, you were talking a while back about writing a book, if I'm not mistaken. Boy, if you could put all of this down in a novel, you could really get people to stop and think, I don't know if you have time to do that, but that would be, in my opinion, if it were correctly written, if it were well written, et cetera, it would be an immediate bestseller, because there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there right now that I think are absolutely ridiculous. This does not happen to be one of them. This definitely falls into the category of a conspiracy theory, but I have to say this, there are no negative aspects that I can hear in what you are saying, and I think it's very, very sad that this is going on. It's really sad because a lot of people believe this is the best thing that could happen to American society. I don't happen to fall into that camp whatsoever. Transitions are fine, but transitions take time.
I think the rich and powerful, the global corporatists that control the media outlets that are actually perpetuating some of this propaganda, there's an agenda there. They're, in my view, in my opinion, in the facts, show an agenda that they're attempting to shape and engineer society in a way that will benefit them best. And they think they know better for the average person.
Oh, there's no question whatsoever. Yeah, no question.
That's the ultimate struggle right now between those that think they know better than others and they will tell them what to do, or allowing us to think, individuals think for themselves and make choices for themselves. It's COVID, it's the media, it's Department of Justice, it's the administration, it's propaganda, it's corporate influence, it's amazing how much of an impact all this has in such a short period of time, and really in just a year and a half since this COVID outbreak.
Yep. Well, let me tell you one other thing, and COVID has a little bit to do with this. There's no question about that. It's got actually more than just a little bit. I have gotten into the habit of utilizing Whole Foods, which is an Amazon company. Whole Foods delivers, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paying a little bit more for my groceries. I am a member of Prime, so the delivery fee is not astronomical. It's not a killer necessarily. But I am so used to having my groceries delivered in a timely manner that I am almost thinking illogically about grocery delivery utilizing Whole Foods. That same thing is going to happen in the future to America. That same general philosophy is going to happen. And then Mr. Bezos is going to become even wealthier and wealthier. Ladies and gentlemen, be right back. Project Veritas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, Jimmy, one thing that you and I also talked about last week that I think we should do again as a service to our radio listeners, and that's this absolutely ridiculous situation that is caused by the Project Veritas conundrum that's going on. You want to summarize that, please?
Yeah, so Project Veritas, kind of organized by James O'Keefe. He's had a lot of success in the past by undercover sting journalism outlining some corruption. One of the groups of his first kind of claim to fame was a group called Acorn that was supporting the Obama administration, and they were basically fraudulently manipulating voters and elections, and there were some illegal things that are happened. He brought that out through investigative journalism. Since then, he's grown. He gets a lot of information on tech. He's got people out that actually he tries to encourage people to be whistleblowers and step out, and he puts journalists undercover in different organizations, at Facebook, for example, and Google, and some of these other groups where people have gone undercover. They talk to senior leadership. One of them was with Pfizer just recently. And he highlights very important issues that people need to see. And this is the way 60 Minutes used to work. This is the way a lot of journalism used to work. However, it's going against the narrative because a lot of people claim he's just a conservative outlet fighting for conservative principles. Basically, he's fighting for transparency, in my view. And what happened here recently was Ashley Biden, Joe Biden's daughter, she either left her diary in a house that she moved from, or somebody took that diary. Some of that information was put out prior to the November election last year. Project Veritas had information on that diary. They tried to investigate it. They didn't publish it because they couldn't verify whether it was factual or even belonged to her. But the bottom line, they knew they had it. They reached out to the Justice Department, to local authorities to say they had it, to try and verify it. The FBI, under the Merrick Garland Department of Justice, just raided a journalist, James O'Keefe's apartment, and two other journalists' apartments a couple of days before in order to find that information related to that diary. And that diary, the information in the diary, actually paints Joe Biden in a very bad light with how he handled his children to the point of actual maybe some abuse. So Now we have Merrick Garland's Department of Justice, the FBI, conducting a raid on a journalist, that had information that they did not publish that may make this administration look bad. They handcuffed James O'Keefe at his apartment, according to his statements. They had multiple agents there, that he was half-dressed, and then they searched his apartment. A federal judge, they collected cell phones. I'm sorry, the FBI collected cell phones. A federal judge actually had to intervene and told the FBI to stop collecting information from his cell phones as they review this case because it is so apparent an abuse of power by Department of Justice for political ends. And to top that off, and this is what is most disturbing, almost immediately after they confiscated this information from James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, somebody from the FBI or in that investigation leaked it to the New York Times about information, privileged information, from a lawsuit that Project Veritas has against the New York Times, and the New York Times published that data. This is beyond belief. It's beyond criminal. It's beyond acceptable by a Western society to watch this happen with our Justice Department. Me living in the Republic of Georgia, me living in Albania, me serving in former Soviet countries, I did not see this level of influence and corruption without somebody pushing back, even in those countries. It is crazy. It is crazy what is happening right now with the Department of Justice.
Well, it's more than a little crazy, as they're going way overboard. But let's talk about another issue that we discussed briefly last week, and that teams up with this one very, very well. The authoritarian stance that the executive office is taking right now. Now, the judicial system, which was created within the system of checks and balances of U.S. government, as was the Congress, etc., etc. You got three branches of power. You've got the executive branch, you've got the Congress, and you've got the judicial branch. And the fact of the matter is, that's the administrative branch. And the fact of the matter is that the judicial branch has said it is unconstitutional. You cannot force employers who have more than 100 employees involved with their companies. You cannot force those people, those organizations, to force their employees to immunize. And Biden said, don't worry about what they're saying. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying as a president of the United States, and of course I'm paraphrasing here, what Joe Biden is saying, the fact of the matter is we got to stop this COVID thing. I know how to do it best, period. Immunization within organizations that have 100 or more employees must be mandatory, even though the judicial system does not agree with that. What are your comments on that one? That one's pretty blatant, Jim.
Well, there's so many areas where they're ignoring judicial process and the separate but equal branch of our court system. Yeah, you know, the legislative, judicial, and executive branches of government were designed to balance each other. And this administration is tilting that balance. And there are a tremendous number of people that are supporting that and not questioning it, including members of the legislative branch and members of the judicial branch that are actually supporting some of these policies without actually standing up against them. If they can't stand for their own separate but equal branch of government, then we will be doomed as a nation, because the fundamental principle of our system of governance to ensure we do not get tyrannical leadership is the system of checks and balances. Ignoring it is dangerous. And what this administration has done time and time again, there are numerous instances of it on border issues, on a whole number of issues. They've just ignored and pushed forward. And they're just going based on mob rule. And again, that's what we talked about initially in the show with Rittenhouse, where you're using the media and you're using public opinion in a twisted way to engineer society in order to achieve your political ends. And it's incredibly dangerous.
Well, if you know that it's incredibly dangerous, all you have to do is look at what happened just a few months ago in Seattle in the CHOP. Notice I said more than 1 month ago. It was a while back. It happened last summer, actually, which is about a few months ago. Now, having said that, look what happened there. Look what's happened in Wisconsin. Look what's happened in Portland, Oregon right now. It's absolutely abysmal for the future of our country. Jimmy, wrap it up, if you would. We got 2 minutes. 1 minute.
Yeah, you know, the crime rate in major urban Democratic-run cities is out of control. I will say this. The media is centered in these areas. You know, we've got L.A., basically since New York, D.C., Boston, Seattle, San Francisco. Those are the kind of the key influence areas because the media is centered in most of the headquartered in most of those areas. They live in a complete bubble from reality. They live in a world and that they don't see the rest of the country in. And you know, the rest of the country is not living that way, but we see a tremendous amount of problems in these same areas, and the media is just basically, you know, gaslighting people and saying, well, there's not a problem. And then they're blaming, completely twisting it, blaming on conservatives or Republicans or white supremacy. You know, that's the biggest issue right now. It's white supremacy, and everything is about race and destructive. And what they don't realize is that a big portion of America does not think nor live that way. And you know, they're going on about their lives, and eventually it's going to come up to them. And this is what happened in Virginia with the election last week, and you know, some of the impact in New Jersey, where you know, a truck driver beats out the Senate leader in the New Jersey legislature, you know, with spending no money. People are pushing back. They're going to push back, which is why I have hope this nation will survive, and we will continue to go through this struggle right now, but we've got it, and we've got to stop it. But eventually, we'll get things back to where they're balanced. I'm hoping to see that soon.
Yeah, what you're saying is we hope this nation survives in the manner that it was actually created. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get some comments. We'll be back with you next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.